Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here in the Bravo sphere. Talking all things Bravo.
Bravo's back. Yeah, first off, rest in peace, poor Greg Leakes.
God, so sad.
Came back to get him. It was so, really thought he would make it. And that's so sad. Poor Nene. 66. Very young.
Seems young, right?
Very young.
He seemed much older to me.
Yeah. He had an old,
he had a Ray vibe to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, the thing about Greg was like, from everybody who interacted with him and like what we saw on the show, he was just like a nice, decent person, you know?
Yeah, I liked him. I got good vibes.
Wasn't in the
Greg.
Drama. Yeah. It's sad.
You need to deal with Nene. That's not easy.
Yeah,
feat,
he deserves
you know?
An award for that, right? He kept her in line all these years. It's really sad.
Just the way he talked, he just seemed like a nice guy and he was handsome.
Yeah.
And then sad to say, this starts off the Bravo death thing, you know. This is where it begins. This is the first real Bravo person that's died, it feels like the first real husband.
Yeah, not a what's his face,
like Bethany had her bald boyfriend, but we didn't know him and love him,
right?
Who else are you thinking of?
I was thinking of Russell from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, right? Was that his name?
Oh,
the one that committed suicide.
Yeah, but I guess that
long
was
time ago.
I don't count him because he committed suicide, and we didn't really,
yeah, you didn't get to see as much of him as Greg. God, it's
Greg.
Sad. R.I.P.
So
Greg.
Sad. Poor guy. Poor Nene.
Yeah.
She. Did you see that? I don't mean, I'm not laughing at that.
Okay,
but Nene's just
exactly
a piece of work. The clip of her yelling at someone about the birthday.
Is that what you're talking about?
Like, I know it's your birthday, but Greg's transitioning over to the other side right now. So, you know, maybe next time you shouldn't fucking ask me. Or couldn't even watch the whole thing.
Who knows that? Like, who would know that? No one's going to know that. Also, the video she put up a video with like broken hearts, and it's mainly, you barely see Greg. It's all Nene's face rotating around her. It was like very Nene, but you know, you can't tell people how to grieve.
But she's sad about, I think she is upset, but
of course
she'll probably look back at the, who knows what was really going on, because in that last season that they aired together, she was like kicking him out the car door to go get treatment, you know?
Ugh, feel for
cancer
him.
Is a bitch. Yeah, 66 is way too young.
Way too young.
You got so much time left. I think about that. God, you think you're gonna live to 100? You
and we've had a lot of conversations lately about your doomsday outlook on life. No one could get over it. So Justine said this before. You guys,
I have a positive outlook, but also a doomsday outlook
about how she hates sunsets because they represent.
I don't hate sunsets, but I have anxiety, and they trigger a little bit of anxiety in me.
Everybody's like, what? I don't understand that. I'm like, I know. That's Justine.
When you look at it, it's just like, how can you not reflect on life?
Yeah, you can reflect in a positive way. What a universe, great day. Look at the Earth. Beautiful sun that's setting.
But then it makes you feel like, then you think, wow, that sun's going down on the other side of the world. It's
rising on the other side of the
and
world. Another
you're just
day
a small
beginning.
Little speck on this Earth.
Yeah, it's beautiful. All of it.
It is. It's nice, but it's also, it gives me anxiety. Like, okay. You know,
top five favorite things in the world for me by far.
It's pretty, but
all right. What else before we get into it?
I'd rather watch this episode of Housewives, Beverly Hills Housewives, than a sunset every day.
Oh God.
Yeah. That's one of the top 5 hours of my life, I think.
I watched the Vanderpump Rules trailer. It was released. What are your thoughts?
You know, I'll give it a shot. If it's maybe, I'm sure it's dead in the water. I'm one of the people that thinks you need Jax. I feel like he was, sorry to say everybody, him and Stassi, even though Stassi, whatever, you don't need Stassi, but Jax, I don't want to say this. The season might be okay, but he's Vanderpump Rules. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. I wasn't.
Not that I like Jax or think he's a decent person or anything. Right. And I hate the internet. Everybody wishes all this like financial destitute upon him and Brittany. They just had that. The baby's cute as fucking hell. I don't wish that upon anyone because then that comes back on us. I don't like that. It's not just them two anymore. They have this little baby. Don't wish that they get their house taken from them. Don't wish that he hopes she's doing OnlyFans. The world is so cruel. Not that we're not. And look what we do. But it's just like, God, he got fired. It's enough.
Yeah, I don't wish any ill will towards people like that. I mean, listen, Jax played
people
his part.
Really
He's
do.
A reality star who mm-hmm. made his money being a dick, and he played a part like everything else.
Yeah,
this is an acting
Brittany's
show.
Working
Vanderpump
her,
is fake. Let
she's
us
getting
not forget.
Healthy. She looks yeah. good. She's getting healthier and healthier.
Right.
She never lets you comment. I always want to be like, go, Brittany. And she doesn't let you comment because the world's so nasty. I'm sure she's sick of hearing about it.
It's terrible.
But I guess you don't have to. Maybe she gets money for showing that she works out every day. I don't know. She
yeah,
gets
like
up there and works
discount.
Out more than I do. What did you think, though? It's not all about Jax. Ariana, she's not carrying the show for me. I hate Katie. I don't want to hear about Katie
yeah,
and Sandoval fighting the whole time.
I
can't even really stand Sandoval and Schwartz together anymore. They are annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, unless the new people, I don't know, are there new people? It didn't look like I saw a lot of new people. So it just doesn't feel compelling enough for me. I'll definitely we'll check
it
out
back?
For sure. But I don't know.
And ripping apart poor Raquel.
Right.
Nobody cares.
No. I don't love that. We'll see.
You know, we've told people to watch the first season of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
And I thought that was like seriously top tier reality television. And some people can't stand watching it.
That was great.
I'm surprised. I loved it. Oh my God, I just have to say this. Paul and Carini are fucking pregnant.
Oh my God, again?
Now that is not okay.
Ugh.
That's too much.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
That's not okay.
No, especially after the last birthing
that
situation.
That gives me
they
anxiety.
Didn't know where
that's
they were going to like.
That's a sunset for me,
that's
baby.
That's a sunsetter.
All right, sunsets are beautiful, but I also find them boring. Like sunsets and fireworks are in the same boat for me. It's like, oh, it's nice. Gotta go.
Because sunset's like a passive activity. You can just like be sitting there having a good time, you know, like it's not like you're crowded with a bunch of people and
no,
a fireworks
nice.
Show.
It's nice to know, but I got things to do.
Before we get into Beverly Hills, we have to tell you about our friends over at People.
Yeah, if you're looking to add another pop culture podcast onto your list, then check out our friends at People who host the People Everyday podcast.
People Every Day is People Magazine's daily culture podcast. You get one every day. It catches you up on everything going on from celebrity interviews, the coverage of what's trending in pop culture news. So everything from Britney Spears to the Kardashians, as we know, that floods the news, cancel culture, vaccine updates, everything you need to know. It's hosted by Janine Rubenstein, who is the editor at large of People Magazine. And obviously, since she's an editor at large, she gets the big interviews. So everybody from Kristen Chenoweth to Tan France, Vivica A. Fox, where she talks to them about everything from their life, work, and relationships.
Every day is bringing you the same trusted journalism and coverage that's made People your most trusted outlet for celeb culture since the magazine launched in 1974. Crazy. Time flies.
1974. Janine also brings on writers and editors from The Zine to give context to the stories behind the headlines you're seeing every day in the news and on Twitter and Facebook.
So stay updated. Listen to people every day, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts, add it to the mix,
friends.
Subscribe. Oh, yeah, BB. Let's get into it. Let's talk our fave, Beverly Hills. Man, what an episode.
The Oscar goes too. She almost has me flipping, you know, but there's no way. And then I slap myself back to reality.
Watch the Kathy Hilton show.
Yeah.
Watching her home is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
The butler, the chef, like there's so many layers of service, and it's like you're in a Hilton hotel. Just the way she talks about like walking around and checking everything and like this, that, and this. And like when Kyle calls the house, you have to say it's her sister calling. Like they don't even, it's like that kind of staff. It's crazy.
So wealthy.
Not real even rich, upstairs, downstairs real wealth situation. Yeah. She has like real money.
Did Rick Hilton inherit? He did inherit the Hilton. He didn't create it. It was their grandfather, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's
a grandfather. And they get in that $300. It's $300 a night to stay at a Hilton.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
Hotels are not cheap anymore. Where would you rather stay, a hotel or Airbnb?
Depends on the situation. A hotel is nice when you're like
shitting on Airbnbs lately.
Oh, I've stayed in some great Airbnbs, but I've also stayed in some not great ones. You know, you got to do your research, I think.
Do they stress you out, like, because you have to clean it and make sure everything is good so you get your deposits and all that back? Does it stress you out or no?
We've had a few situations where people have tried to battle us on stuff like that, and it can get a little annoying. So you do, you know, it's different than a hotel.
It is cleaner, I think, than hundreds of people coming into a freaking hotel room.
Right. What do you think about the Sutton? Like, I feel
she's a pussy, kind of a little bit. I shouldn't say that. But
well, she's
I
not getting the opportunity to talk, though. Like, she's literally
not being able to. She's getting cut off.
I feel like every time she tries to say something, Erica's like, well, and then Kyle
That's
coming
a good
at her, it's
point.
Like, everybody said what Sutton said in some degree. Mm-hmm. And somehow they've all pushed it on to her as like, she's the one that's going to take the fall. Like, you're looking two-faced. It's like, you all are two-faced. If Erica saw that conversation,
I guess she's not a P word. You're right.
Played to her. Like if Erica watched that conversation, she would lose it on everyone. Not
she'd
just
flip
Sutton.
The table.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's like, they're all acting innocent. It's like, you guys were all talking shit too, but you now are like, what? We're all best friends and you don't want to acknowledge anything. It's very odd to me.
Kyle's coming off very two-faced to me.
Yes. Especially with Sutton. She's letting Sutton talk her ear off.
Oh, yeah.
And then flipping it at the table. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's going on here?
Why don't you cut her off in all these scenes that we're watching?
Right. And tell her, like, stop saying that. You can't say that about her.
Right.
I don't know. It's weird.
And you know that PK and Erica are just going in way deeper than they're making a scene when she's trying on her wedding gowns.
Oh, PK and Dree, you mean? About, like, about Erica?
Yeah. They're just sitting there ripping her a new one.
I'm sure. And that's the other thing. Dorit was saying crazy stuff too. No one came for Dorit.
Yeah.
Which I got to say, Dorit looked great at dinner. I loved that look. I don't know why. I found it fun. The ponytail.
She reminds me of Angelica / like Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Put a condom on her eye.
Oh, there's a bit of that. Pigtails. I liked the look.
I think Dorit's pretty. I appreciate someone who doesn't look like, you know, she tries.
Erica
not
has a Melissa Gorga where she looks the same every
yes,
day.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, Erica.
This has really aged Erica. Her face looks.
How did she instantly start crying like that? Just like one solo tear down her cheek. Like,
wouldn't you wipe it?
Right. I don't know. And I love Garcelle. Like Garcelle is trying with her. Like, isn't it natural to feel that way? We don't want to upset you. Very calm. Let go of me.
You can let go of me now.
And just like, how awkward that be? You're sitting at like a table and she's just like, look at me, Dorit. Look at me. It's like, what?
Look at my life.
Crazy.
So dramatic.
I mean, if
she was this upset, you wouldn't be on TV unless she thinks she has to do it for a paycheck. Is that what it comes down? Say she's really is not she's wasn't involved at all, and she's just completely innocent, and she's doing this just to stay innocent, to stay, keep money going. But I don't believe that.
Right.
But is that the reason, or is she an egomaniac?
I don't know. I just, it's all very, there's so many layers to this. That's fascinating. Like, are they real friends? You know what I mean? Like, first, like, are these your real friends?
Renard,
I guess. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so then I guess you are defending your friend, but at what level? It just brings up so much. Like, at what level do you disconnect from someone if it's really problematic? Is it right to say something to someone in this situation? I don't know. It's just all fascinating.
I know. Like, if it happened to you or me, like, I'd hope that people would. I just don't think it, if Tyler ends up going down under.
Yeah.
I mean, I would know something, you know, I don't know.
The thing that has bothered me throughout and continues to bother me is like the victim, the lack of acknowledgement of the actual victims and her victim mentality, like of like, it's all, this is so hard for me, my life. And it's like, I get that. But like, your first thing you should be saying publicly, especially and on television, is she, I feel for the victims. Like, that should be the first thing out of her mouth, and then say like, it's very hard for me, but I feel so badly for what they're going through, you know?
And I love Sutton made such a good point. When you make a deal with the devil always comes knocking. That's what we've been saying. I mean, she was chasing that freaking lifestyle, and that's what you get.
Yeah. And like Garcelle said it at one point, like in one of the interviews, she said something about like, you know, like, and throughout all of this, I think about the people who had nothing and now have less, like talking about the victims. And it's like, yes, exactly. Like, that's a mentality you have to be approaching this from, especially if you're Erica, you know?
Does Garcelle sign back up for this shit? Garcelle seems like she wishes she never signed up for this reality show. I really feel that way. She hates him.
I know she does.
She likes Sutton. Ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's it.
But even the meal, like the meal they had at Crystal's house, and they're all talking shit about Sutton. And Garcelle's just sitting there like, why are they?
I feel like
this?
Maybe they cut some of it off.
You think like they cut her off?
I feel like they edited it.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a lot of editing. There's a lot of cut scenes. That there's a cut scene on the floor that someone was going around. I should have put it up. It was on TikTok. I couldn't find it again. Of Sutton saying that she offered Erica to finance her life if she needed to, if she got shut down financially, and she would be there for her financially, and
really
offered her. Yeah. Why would that not be in part of it? That is part of it. That is really a big piece of the pie here.
It is.
Huh. And Crystal kind of is coming off like I think she's a real bitch.
You know what I loved was when Crystal was like, I've never heard of her ever. And then Garcelle in her interview was like, I didn't know Crystal. I knew Rob Minkoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Exactly. Oh, I love Garcelle.
Like, come
Wrong
on
team
with that
Crystal,
shit.
Right?
I mean, what is the, why do we care if we've heard, if someone can have a personal opinion about their reputation, if they are famous or not famous? Do you know what I mean? Like, there are people that know everyone in life. So it's like,
I like,
just because you don't know it, who gives a shit?
Crystal's cute and all, but she's not a, she doesn't seem that nice. She seems like,
she has major issues.
A scary mommy too.
With Sutton.
Her kids stay in line better than mine. Yeah. She does have a real, she does hate Sutton, but she is okay with Erica.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to say anything wrong. And then she's like, well, my husband, he hires Me Too people who have been Me Too, and that's okay. It's like, it's not okay.
Right.
I don't think freaking Kevin Spacey should ever be on a set ever again.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there's people that might have, you know, poor, you know, Aziz Ansari, a woman wrote a piece, you know, who knows, about a date that went awry. You know, maybe he was Mark. Who knows? Whatever. But what Kevin Spacey seems to have done.
I don't know.
And after you watch the freaking Woody Allen, people still defend him. It's sick.
I know.
Insane. It's really crazy. And the gig is up. Take care of yourself. Sutton's 100% spot on with what the hell went down.
She is. This watching Sutton through this situation has completely changed my perception of Sutton. She is super sharp. She knows what the fuck's going on. And she's the only person saying what the majority of America thinks happened. She's not saying Erica was stealing money from victims. She's saying Erica somehow was made aware in preparation. Mm-hmm. She was able to get her shit together and was able to make it out. And she wasn't truthful with us. I think pretty much anyone can agree that seems like what happened. You know what I mean? She's not like,
I think Sutton's outfits make her less accountable. Like, we don't believe her as much because she looks so ridiculous.
Yeah. The flashbacks with her, like that coiffed hair, like what the first fight.
She's a beautiful woman, but I mean, I like kooky clothes, but that orange jacket, she looks like Sergeant Pepper's couture. Or something.
It's couture, I think. Yeah. That's like her vibe. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it. What it reminds me of is Mary from Salt Lake City. It's that same kind of very rich, like, but bad sense of style or something.
I'd love to see him just wearing some Target clothes. God.
Right? Seriously.
And Lisa Rinna kind of was making me laugh. I mean, I didn't hate her. Well, when she starts saying stuff about, well, you guys, you know, I feel like she was talking about the birds and the bees, and then Erica cut her off, but that was pretty good. Erica's like, all right, I love you, Lisa Rinna, but you got to shut the fuck up. Erica crying, though, her facial expressions, the tone of her voice, the way that she talks to everyone. It's just...
Why are you torturing me? All of you doesn't feel like you're being there for me.
It's such good TV. It's the best Housewives episode I've ever watched.
Oh, I don't know real about life that, but it element. Was great.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was good.
Sutton, so I feel she is a little, she does mouth off more behind Erica's back, which is natural.
Normal.
Maybe you're right. Maybe she would.
I just like, do you feel like Erica has yet cut her or off? Anyone has said, Sutton, go ahead and say what you would like to say. She starts to talk. Erica says, shut up. What are you torturing me about? Don't talk. Blah, blah, blah. And then she quiets down.
The very good
talking
point.
To her. Like, I just don't feel like she's actually had an opportunity. And I agree with you. She's saying two slightly different things.
Yeah.
But and Erica, kinda, sometimes you have to do that. You're not going to say like, oh, she's a fucking liar right to her face. You
know what right. I mean? Right. Yeah. That's what they want from her. But you're right. Mm-hmm. That's not really how the world works.
No.
She is saying it. Yeah. And what's her face? Erica. I just don't have the capacity for this.
It's like then to our point that we've been saying all season, then you shouldn't have been here. You know what I mean? Like, this is the job, which is they're going to come at you. They're going to ask you about shit, especially in a situation like this. That's just what you are asked to do as a housewife.
Do you believe her storyline that last episode we didn't talk about this, how she says she didn't leave when he cheated because she needed to get her money in order and that this is all me. Do you think, but she would have. And then all of a sudden, when he's going to go to prison, you're on your own.
The timing is what is so suspicious to me. Yeah. Is that like, if he did cheat and she was, you know, getting her affairs in order.
Right.
She first knew about the cheating like years ago and it took that long. I don't know, you know. And then again, the positive things she was saying about him.
Yes.
Very recently. And if they're your close friends, you're not even insinuating that it's like rocky. It was like, everything's great. He's a workhorse, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden you're telling everyone everything. Right. It just like,
then he's got dementia. Now he was in the unconscious for 12 hours. I mean, that's just not, it's not happening. And people make a good point. No, there's no record of it. He's just laying on a hill for freaking 12 hours, 80 years old. And he lived just with a broken ankle. I mean,
it's all suspect. All of it.
And the way that she says it, just the flashback of her telling Kyle at lunch, it sounds like a lie.
See, I would just have much more respect if she had sat down and said, hey guys, you've seen this go down. Here's exactly what I've been doing. Here's the timeline of when I did this. This is why I had to keep this quiet, blah, 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 blah. Instead, she's like, she comes out with little tiny pieces. Oh, he fell and did this. Oh, he was cheating. Oh, his memory was leaving. Oh, this. Yeah. And there's no coherent timeline or like,
consistent that's what a liar story. Does
exactly so it's
and
like
they're panicked
it looks suspect and then what's a defense mechanism for somebody who's lying? They're gonna try to turn it and push it on to other people. You're terrible, why would you do this, you all are making me feel bad,
like it's a cheating man. Yeah,
exactly, like you're not giving me enough attention.
So true, like why are you doing this to me?
Right, she's just, you know, barked, what do they call it, a something dog barks the loudest, like, you know. She's trying to distract. I think
I'm so happy that Kathy stop Dorit so it wasn't another episode of Dorit and Garcelle fighting, because it's pointless.
Loved that. I thought that was great. And only Kathy, I think, could do that in this group and they would actually listen. For some reason,
everyone
they all bow down to
respects
Kathy.
Money.
Yes. Yeah. In this group, money talks.
Kathy, Erica would never tell Kathy to fuck off no matter what. She would tell her she's a jailbird going to prison, this, yeah, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And Eric would be like, that is your opinion or something. Mm-hmm. Very, mm-hmm, like,
yep,
that's all, money is the only thing that matters to them.
Yep. Going to be interesting. You saw Lisa Rinna got, or her, what did you saw this payment from Erica Jane to the company, yes, that the girls, yeah, have or something? Rinna's daughters.
People have said that their money might be intertwined, which would make sense. But then I guess it wasn't that company. Was it? It sounds like it, but it's really something.
Oh, it was something
all
else?
That money. I mean, $1 million of unknown or whatever that is. I really didn't even. I kind of have been paying attention to that, but not
crazy.
God bless the people that really get into the nitty gritty of it all. Right? But I just don't have the time.
It's,
I guess,
Reddit people. It's the same kind of inquisitive nature that I unfortunately don't
I just
have.
Like to watch the show, and I just wish that they wouldn't cut out major pieces like Sutton offering Erica money, or maybe, right, that was in writing and she thinks that's a very valid point to think you're going to be freaking on the stand.
100%.
Kyle's going not right on the stand. I mean, Kyle and Mauricio, they do seem in love.
I give them a lot of credit. 25 years is an accomplishment, especially in like Beverly Hills, the Hollywood vibe. I give them props.
I hope that Mauricio seems like he isn't lying. No. He's not a scumbag, right?
Yeah, no, I buy them. Yeah.
And the caviar pie.
Ugh, not eating that.
God, they all act so funny.
To be honest, that food looked terrible to me. Like, that's not what that is like. That is really fundamental rich people
chicken
food
wings
that I'm like not
blue,
into.
Homemade blue cheese or something.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't want that. I want bougie.
I've been in the mood for some chicken wings.
I want like innovative bougie. I don't want like a rack of lamb and steamed vegetables. Like, give me like a short rib. Give me like,
yeah,
glazed something. I don't need just like lamb and carrots.
I like how they bring out a glass of red wine, white wine, and champagne. The basics, you know.
What you need, have your choices.
I don't know where they go next year with this. Oh, and with the reunion, what attorney or lawyer working for Erica Jane is going to allow her to go to the reunion? And Andy's going to ask all these questions that Sutton's asking. Is she going to tell Andy to fuck off?
I bet she's going to say she can't answer.
Oh, God.
I mean, now this is her livelihood. She's got to show up. You know what I mean?
For someone to be married to an attorney for 20 years, how is she on this season?
I know. Listen, it's a blessing, and it's a blessing for us.
Well, why are you doing this to me? Her deep voice,
all of you,
and those shots, I love those.
It's great.
That one tear.
Oh, the way, oh, and the, man, way the camera was like behind her, so you saw how it affected her makeup. It was just brilliant.
Loved, I would, it, love to talk to Garcelle. The conversations Garcelle and Sutton must have are great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
A Dorit wedding dress. How much do you think that costs?
No idea.
You think
I thought
20K,
they were pretty,
10K?
But like for some reason they didn't look like wedding dresses to me. They looked like formal. Like, I don't know. I was having a hard time seeing it as a wedding dress.
White formal dresses.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I thought PK's names were really,
oh,
great.
I thought they were spot on.
The actress, the woman, the moment. I've heard a lot of very positive things about PK. Okay. I like him.
Yeah. All right. Anything
I don't
else?
Have sex with him, but I like him, you know?
Or do I?
I guess that's it. This is great.
Fantastic.
Does All Crystal right. come back next season?
I think she's a maybe.
Yeah. She's kind of quieted down, but what is she going to say, I guess?
Great.
I wonder what Rob has to say.
Want to talk Potomac or New York?
Let's talk New York. Interesting episode.
I'm glad the season's over. I did enjoy the impersonations. I thought that was fun.
It was cute. Yeah.
My low-key favorite moment was Ramona at the bar with the bartender. And the bartender was like, oh, you look great. She's like, wait, you like the way I look? She's like, oh, you like long hair
she
and a
did
side
look
boob?
Fantastic.
She looked hilarious. I thought it was great.
Her body, when she lifted up that shirt and showed her boobs, her body is phenomenal.
Also, how did we get here that we're watching all of them in pasties, like, just dance around shaking their tits? It was like, what is this?
You know what? It made me think that, like, Giselle and Robin... we're acting like Wendy was doing that. Like, I could see if Wendy was wearing pasties and lifting up her. Like, if anybody's had a transformation and lost their mind, it's Ramona.
Completely. Her, like, Ramona, the one who's yelling at people about talking about sexual things, is all of a sudden, like,
walking out on the reunion in the first season.
Crazy.
Because what's her face? Posed nude. Remember that?
Right.
Man, Leah has a nice body, but she didn't dress like Ramona. I was let down.
She didn't look like Ramona at all. The hair wasn't Ramona. I loved Ramona. I mean, she looked great, but the dress wasn't something I would wear. That's like something Leah would wear. So I agree, though. I don't think she looked like Ramona.
I was trying to remember a time when she wore a dress like that, but she never did.
I also thought like that Luann was a little, she like over-sexualized Ebony. Like, made it seem like she was like a porn star about to play an attorney, which, you know, they say that a lot of times with like Black women, that they're often like over sexualized and like blah, blah. It just, it felt weird to me. It was like, Ebony,
I feel like Luann can't help but be sexual or something.
I guess it was weird. It was like, why are
she
you?
She looked like, I feel like she looked like star. Ebony. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's very interesting, huh? Yeah. That's an interesting point. I thought Ebony did a great job singing Happy Birthday. That made me laugh.
That was great. I thought that Vershawn and Sonya got the short end of the stick, having to dress like each other. Like, no one cares about Vershawn. Like, I just didn't.
Why was Vershawn even involved? That was so dumb.
I don't know. So dumb.
And Sonya was funny dressing like her. But, I mean, we don't even know what Vershawn is or who she is to say it's a good impression. You know, she looked like a homeless person on the side of the corner. Not like Vershawn, but.
God,
I love Sonya, but I can't tell sometimes if she's sober, if she's slurring. I don't know. Who is Sonya? I guess I don't know. Sonya's, I hope that we're done with this entire cast.
I think we may be. It's sad to me though that this is how kind of sounds like
it's
they're
over.
On hiatus. Like, right, like, yeah. This is how it ended with this weird kind of shitty season. It's like, I think they're
too chicken to get rid of everyone. I bet you they'd keep Luann for some odd reason. I give them credit if they go fresh. But and where's the reunion? Out of all these seasons, why not this year?
They're not even going to film it? Is that what I read?
Supposedly, I saw a headline yesterday. Who knows if it's true that they all agreed, but I didn't think it was a choice.
Me either.
I mean, wasn't that why I feel like we got the short end of the stick when Adrian Maloof didn't go to the reunion and got fired, they said.
Right.
Because I thought we had a lot more in there with her.
Yeah, it's true.
She was a housewife that, I mean, she had a basket. She owned basketball teams, airplanes. I mean, Vegas pretty much.
She may not have given people. She just didn't want to give people enough to make her. You know what I mean? She didn't want to get the right level of involved.
Right. But I do miss her. I thought she was cheated from her. But I don't know. Can you remember a good Valentine's Day you had? I can't really.
No, really can't.
It's a magical day.
Valentine's Day is just like not. It's not it. Your expectations are always let down. You know, it's just, it's all dumb.
Valentine's Day is the dumbest. It is. It's more sweet now with kids to celebrate with your kids.
Right. That's nice. They get their little Valentine's Day. But even then, it gets sad quickly. People aren't getting Valentine's. Everybody has to get a Valentine. It's like, you know.
Yeah, the little box.
Somebody gets left out. Oh, God.
I still feel bad. When we had my kid's birthday party, I didn't realize, like, I didn't know if I should invite the entire class, and I should have. And I still have guilt that maybe a little kid didn't get invited and felt bad. So next time I will, but that has nothing to do with it. But
invite them all.
Bad.
I think that's the standard, right? Everybody's invited.
Yeah, I should have. I should have known better.
Oh, you know, blame it on the fact it was like the first one.
I know.
Oh, well, New York, we'll see. I don't know.
I enjoyed seeing the nipples and the tassels, you know, good for them.
Yeah, I thought the impressions was fun. I think it was nice to see them kind of enjoy each other.
It was a good ending.
It was a nice ending, yeah.
But I don't know what it is. If it's just, it just wasn't compelling. I don't know.
No, it wasn't.
Ugh. I love Ebony. I don't want her to feel like she gets blamed for a bad season. It wasn't her. I feel like when you, honestly, I feel like it's Ramona, Sonya, and Luann that we're just all tired of.
Yeah, you may be right.
Ugh, I never thought I would say that. It's hard to blend generations like that. Sometimes it is.
Yeah, I think you saw it.
Especially Ramona, who's like so uptight with shit. And they're from just two different. And also sometimes friends can be friends. If someone's super rich, it's hard to be friends with someone who's not as rich because you don't go on the same vacations. You don't eat at the same, you know?
Right. Totally.
I don't know.
All right. Should we talk Potomac?
Yeah, sure.
Good old Potomac. Oh, God.
I can't really even.
This was a bit of a.
I don't give a fuck about Surrey County.
Okay. Nor do I.
I don't know. That.
There were 12 people and it was all your family. And you're up there like you're Michelle Obama accepting like the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't understand.
And it's all for the show.
It was all for the show. Like the county administrator of Surrey County has time to do this shit. They got other things to do. And they're at some ceremony that's being filmed.
Now she's got a candle, 3 wicks and 1 wick.
Loved
she's funny
that.
With that.
That cracked me up. When Wendy's like, I mean, I don't know why she didn't tell me about the candle. And they're like, why didn't you tell her about the candle? Like, no, completely different. Mine has 3 wicks. Oh, it was good.
She is such a great housewife.
Oh, she's all time.
Any housewife. I just don't like any of that stuff.
She's
just
like,
boring.
3 wick candles. It can cover a very large space. You know, she has a 1 wick candle.
I guess a good point, but she should have mentioned it.
Literally my notes. Who cares about this Surrey situation? But it's like, I could not care less. I understand it means something to Karen, but I don't think anyone wants to watch that.
You know, I thought maybe Juan does love Robin because he answered his phone during a haircut. I think Tyler would ignore my call.
Oh, Dorian would 100% ignore my call for sure.
I was like, wow, he answered it during a haircut.
That was very awkward though. To give him no context and then be like, oh, it's my non-existent partner. It's like, oh my God, what are you doing?
No wonder. Yeah. He just, the way he speaks to her really is just, it's uncomfortable.
The whole situation is uncomfortable to me. Like the way she's talking about engagement and like, he's not coming to my engagement. She's not invited to my bridal party. It's like, we already did this once. We're doing it all again and with the same person.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know.
It can't be. You go get married. You have a small, nice little wedding, or even if you didn't have a small wedding, but you don't have a bridal shower. You don't have.
I do feel it's like the weird. Other thing is we're also seeing more, which I do like, is we're seeing more of like, I almost feel the real Robin, like her being like, listen, being excited for me was some fake shit. Like stuff like that. It's like, yes, Robin, I want more of you saying things like that. Like, what do you really
think? That was a really good point because Wendy seemed like she was having a seizure when she found out she got engaged. She was so excited.
And this is why I think I still am having issues with Wendy. Like, even when Robin said that to her, like, the shit you said to me was fucked up. Your fake excitement, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And Wendy like gave like a half ass, like non-apology.
A weird
apology.
Yeah.
You know,
like a Ramona,
like, what?
The apologizer. Yeah.
Yep.
And apologizing then, just to shut her up because she's smarter than her.
And then Karen like hyping up Wendy like, oh, she did her thing. Thank you for being an example. It's like, Karen, come on. Like, just
Karen hyping up Wendy.
Yeah. At the table, like when Wendy had like said what she needed to say to Giselle and Robin and like Wendy was across the table. Like, or what Karen.
I agree with you.
She did her thing. She did it. It's like, oh,
it's not really what Wendy's thinking.
No,
Wendy is acting now. She's not being genuine. This is a second season curse almost.
It really feels like it. 100%.
That apology was not genuine.
No,
it was a play.
And like,
or
she
maybe
missed the
Karen
point
told her
of,
to.
Right. Like, she missed the point of what Robin. She should have been straight up like, I should not have said that to you. Because Robin didn't do shit. She wasn't like, oh, what's up with your cheating husband? You know, it's just like,
right.
I don't know. It was very unwarranted what she said.
And the way she's crying in that room, sobbing, like if I was, something is really wrong. If I'm in there crying hysterically saying, Tyler is the best husband and the best father ever.
Again,
then there's
like,
something wrong.
My default would be anger. Like, I don't know if that's healthy or not, but I would be upset. Like, I'd be like, why the hell would they say that shit? That really irritates me. Like,
yeah.
Period. I wouldn't
who the
be
fuck
crying
are they
about
yeah.
how amazing my husband is. I would be like, why are they saying this shit? You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like,
it seems defensive, even if I don't, even though I don't.
Like, who the fuck? I'd be like, they don't fucking know my husband.
Exactly.
Like, or, you know, I'd be like,
right.
The way she was sobbing, it was.
I know.
It was odd.
It was.
She isn't as. Or maybe she just was putting on a. I don't know. She's not this. She looks very fragile this season. The way she was sobbing like that in that bathrobe, I was like, oh, this is not a good sign.
No, I felt the same in the full face of makeup. It all seemed like, okay, I know I say this all the time. Giselle's fashion. The freaking last dinner, she's wearing the jeans and like the awkward level crop sweater. Giselle cannot dress. There is not a single situation
I'd love
where
to
she's
see her
appropriately dressed.
Can someone get a hold of her in Sutton?
Right? Would love just to see her in like a Melissa Gorga
so
dress.
Pretty. Yeah.
Just hair down, simple. She's like,
gotta get to Envy.
She's gotta get to Envy. She's always got too much going on. And the wrong.
She's too pretty.
She's
too pretty too. That's the problem.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's a waste. She's never appropriately dressed. Like, whatever the event is, she's off. She's missed the mark entirely every time.
She looked cute in her little Barbie bubblegum workout outfit, but that was about it.
That was her one. Even then, it's like you're in a full on sports bra playing tennis. I did like it. Those tights.
She's
were
so cute. She's so beautiful. That face is just so pretty.
And listen, everybody has issues with Giselle. I don't like.
Giselle's I like her
a phenomenal
still.
House, yeah. Housewife to me because she mm-hmm. always talks shit and starts shit. Which you need.
When she's on the chat room. She's making it.
And she's not afraid of a confrontation. Her. Like, even when mm-hmm. Wendy's given her attitude, she's like, whenever Wendy wants to have a conversation, we can have a conversation. She doesn't shy away from confrontation, which makes her a very
and
good
she
housewife.
Keeps her cool. She's getting the food and she's still, she
she'll
really keeps her composure great.
Right. And she'll completely say shit that's completely wrong. And then like a great housewife, she'll double down on it and be like, so. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I mean. That's just
I
my
like her and Robin's friendship. I find them to be very fun together. Yeah. I appreciate it. It seems more and more genuine as time goes on.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh God. What else was I going to say? Oh, Giselle's time as like a church wife has really trained her well for housewives.
Yes, you're right. 100%.
Just put that smile on.
How about Robin in the Bad Boy for Life video? Never
I
knew
Googled
that.
It. You can't really see her that
oh, you
much.
Can't.
She's in it a flash.
Okay.
But,
all right. Shout out
yeah,
to Robin.
That was great. Good for her.
Diddy, diddy, diddy,
such
diddy.
A fun song.
Bad Boy for Life or like, the Candace song?
Or Bad Boy for Life.
Oh. Oh, my child currently is obsessed with Fireman music. By Lil Wayne. Everyone know that song? Fireman. Fireman. Yeah. He just wants to listen to it on repeat. It's ridiculous. That's his new jam. It's
he's
an old classic. Lil Wayne. Oh, until he's yelling fireman at you.
Mia's baby daddy across the street while she's giving birth and then brings a PlayStation to the hospital room. Oh my God.
Did you see the preview for the rest of the season and Mia's husband?
No.
You didn't see that in the preview?
I didn't watch. I watched it on the Bravo app, but I don't know.
He went from like grandfatherly retiree to like he's like turnt, like hitting on people and like drunk and like it looks like not what I was expecting. You got to watch it. I was like, what the hell? Looks like it's gonna be very interesting.
Yeah, she's got to come to life. She comes to life more Mia's storyline, or she becomes.
Like,
she's kind
of like
quiet
they're at, like,
now.
A group event or something. I don't know. Something goes on. Looks like it's gonna be fun. We'll see.
Yeah. Oh, I like Candace's little quips. Like, I'm gonna stick my boob in your glass if you don't behave or something tonight.
I also like seeing Candace not the center of the drama. I mean,
yeah,
this is overall a housewife thing I would eliminate. No more hosts of trips. Don't act like you did anything. This was reserved by Bravo. Like, I take issue with that. Like, this is my trip. It's like, why?
I hate
it's a rotational thing, and now it's you. I don't know. It bothers me.
It's stupid. If it's your party, it's your party. And I guess they have to pay for it themselves. But yeah.
100%. All right. Last but not least, I think, Below Deck. I watched this week, everyone. I remembered. I feel like I didn't really miss anything. I watched the recap.
Poor Delaney.
I feel terrible for her. Why don't
those
they
poor Cheerios.
They're acting like. To move rooms, I don't understand. Either you want someone to help you, like I don't actually like how Katie's handling this at all.
No, I don't either.
You know what I mean?
And why did
either
they
you want her or you don't?
And why did they bring her on if she's not a freaking interior?
Right.
It's another Captain Sandy classic fuck up.
Classic move for Captain Sandy twice to bring shit into and then go to Katie. Well, you know, it's your decision. It's, you know, you make the decision. It's up to you right in front of Delaney. She was like, it's up to you whether she comes or not. And it's like, what? You're like putting her on the spot. You're the boss.
Why, first of all, were you paying for her to not be working and you have her on standby in this whole storyline? This never, ever happened before.
Right. No.
And men and women have shared a bunk before, haven't they?
I don't remember. I mean, they said if they're in a relationship, they're allowed to or something.
I remember them. Oh, maybe people were in a relationship before. I feel
like
Aisha
and Jack.
Oh, okay.
They probably
what's
have
the
to
situation
have
like why though why
probably liability
did you catch
wise
that
like, they said it's like a liability issue from the management perspective,
like the guy might rape the girl
or some
is
shit
that
happens
it
or like they see him changing and they feel inappropriate, you know, that kind of
oh,
stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But in this fucking day and age where every fucking sex is equal, can't anybody feel violated at any point, anytime? I get it, but you know, right. Like they don't even want you to say it's a boy or a girl and people are fucking born anymore.
Right. I mean, the issue I have is like, Katie, don't have her working like a dog, and she's doing a great job actually. And also Lexi is training her very well. I was very impressed with watching Lexi work with her. Like she was not pawning shit off on her. She was actually helping her. So it's like you have this girl trying and she says she'll do anything for the boat. Like the boat is something to fucking care about. And then
she's
you're
got a positive attitude.
Yeah. And then you're going to kick her to the curb because you have to move rooms. Who gives a shit?
Because a couple of people have to pack up a bag and move a room.
Makes no sense to me. And then again, she's making her feel like shit. And I love Delaney advocating for herself. Like, I think I should be had an opportunity to be see how I am throughout the charter. It's like, yes, exactly. Why are you coming at her day two acting like you're going to kick her off when you guys brought her on?
I can't believe this isn't for a storyline.
Yes. But like Katie throwing up in the bathroom and then going in there like, this is causing more problems than it's worth. It's like, this is self-inflicted. You first were given the opportunity, knowing her resume, to bring her on or not. I don't get it.
If someone's not a stew, they're not coming on. You can 100%. Be a deckhand.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And I love how the like all that laundry did seem like a nightmare with the directions.
That is literally my nightmare. I would rather die than be trapped down there doing laundry.
I would much rather be a deckhand.
100%.
That seems exhausting too, but.
Exhausting, but you're in the sun. You're by the water.
You're on a tender.
Active. You're getting vitamin D.
You're getting your arm ripped off by the slide.
Right. Getting your leg pulled in. Death is almost upon you.
Yeah.
It's a great job.
Right.
Chef, listen, enough family style. I'm not at Buca di Beppo. I want plated food. I want a plate of what you want me to eat. Don't give me 75 options. I'm not at a buffet at Caesar's Palace. I want
plated
food.
Seems harder
for
him. Yeah.
It's easier for him to do family
style. People like
100%.
It, but, or family style. Then, right. Then
I don't want that.
Or I would, how much crap he's making. Yeah, I guess seven different. People seem to like it, but he just seems so frantic. I'd have to taste his food firsthand to really believe him, you know?
Same.
I mean, his fingers getting fried like that. Jeez Louise.
God.
Oh. It's a weird season.
It is a little bit weird. I think
it all comes down to freaking Sandy.
Captain Sandy just rolling in just multiple times being like, well, here's a little bit of a fuck up, but it's your decision. You do whatever you want. It's like, why? What? Very annoying.
Sucks.
I did like that drunk guest who was just like wandering all around the boat, missed dinner, didn't give a shit. That's my kind of vibe. That's me on a yacht. That's a way to live.
And then you wake up in the middle of the night and there just needs to be, like we said, more of a free eating schedule, a graze.
I know. Because like if you're up at 11:30, you're that drunk, you need food.
Yeah.
You have to have food.
I need like prosciutto and Parmesan. I need a nice charcuterie board.
Yeah. Something you can just shovel in your mouth.
I guess 100%. They do have it prepared, they said.
Right.
God. I'm excited for the real Below Deck to come back.
Me too. I always feel better about the real Below Deck. The real Below Deck. That's what it should be called.
Captain Sandy's just She seems like a clown these days. I don't know.
Barely around too, you know? It's like she just pops in, fucks shit up, and then leaves again. Like even having Malia out there in the lightning storm, you're going to put the anchor down. It's like, wait, isn't it when there's like lightning in the water? No one should be there, especially by a giant metal anchor.
And the way that they're making it seem like, yeah, she's like, you're in the middle of it. Don't worry. We're all, it's almost over.
It's like, it's almost past the, yeah, but one strike away from death. God.
I don't, it's interesting.
Wild. All right, guys. Guess what? We'll be back next week. I'll officially be a Vegas resident. I'll be coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.